This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Stressed with the news, the headlines first. Foreign Affairs Ministry unveils framework for Belt and Road Cooperation signed by Nepal and China. Chinese side to support Nepal's development efforts by providing technical and financial assistance. 8 persons die in jeep accident in Rautahat district. Lumini Lions and Karnali Yaks register victory in NPL matches today. And Mohammed al-Bashir appointed caretaker prime minister of Syria. Israeli forces carry out large-scale attacks across Syria. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has unveiled the full text of the framework for Belt and Road cooperation between the Government of Nepal and the Government of People's Republic of China. Nepal and China signed the framework on December 4, 2024 during the official China visit of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. As per the framework, the Chinese side will support Nepal's development efforts under the framework of jointly building the Belt and Road by providing technical and financial assistance. The two sides will work to ensure technical support and aid financing modalities that suit the needs of the two sides and the requirements for sovereign-initiated projects. The framework further mentions that the framework for Belt and Road cooperation between Nepal and China is formulated to establish a structured basis to undertake further negotiations in accordance with following cooperation principles, objectives, priorities, projects, and mechanisms to give further effect to the MOU. The framework has included 10 various projects including Tokha Chahare Tunnel, Hilsa Simkot Road Project, Kimathanka Khandbari Road and Kimathanka Bridge and Integrated Checkpost Project, Nepali section of the China-Nepal Cross-Border Railway Project and Amargadi City Hall Project. Likewise, Geelong Rasuagari Chilime 220 kV Cross-Border Power Transmission Line, Madan Bhandari University of Science and Technology, Kathmandu Scientific Center and Science Museum, China-Nepal Friendship Industrial Park and Jhapa Sports and Athletics Complex are also the part of the framework. 8 persons died in a jeep accident occurred in Rautahat district this morning, injuring 5 others. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Rajkumar Rai, the ill-fated jeep heading to Rautahat from Garimai of Bara met accident at Lamaha along the east-west highway. DSP Rai informed that the deceased have been identified as Ramkumari Devi Mahara, Ram Kumari Mahara, Sakuntala Devi Mahara, Urmila Mahara, Laruwati Devi Mahara, Mahagi Devi Mahara, Phulmati Devi Chamar and driver Sri Kumar Yadav. They are from Arnama Municipality 3 of Siraha District. A 7-member task force is to be formed to make the prevention of money laundering and financial investments in terrorist activities more effective. The Money Laundering Prevention Committee today decided that the National Coordination Committee coordinator will lead the task force. Similarly, Secretary of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, Deputy Attorney General of the Office of Attorney General and Deputy Governor of the Nepal Rashtra Bank will remain as central members of the task force. Furthermore, Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Finance, Director of the Department of Money Laundering Investigation and Chief of the Financial Intelligence Unit are also in the task force. The Director of Nepal Rashtra Bank will be the task force member secretary. Task force will enhance coordination among the agencies working to curb the financing of terrorism as well as money laundering related activities as necessary. Speaker Devraj Khimire says the parliament will always be of help for the protection of human rights. Addressing a program organized by the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers on the occasion of the 76th International Human Rights Day today, Speaker urged the government to be always sensitive in protection of human rights. Likewise, speaking at a separate program organized in Surkhet today, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak reiterated the government's commitment to protecting the human rights of all citizens. On a different note, the Home Minister stated that police did not take any anti-human rights actions against former Home Minister and Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Rabi Lamichhani. The Home Minister claimed that Lamichhani was arrested at night for his own safety. CPN Mavi Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has stressed the need for strengthening the national unity. Addressing a gathering organized by the party's Bharatpur Metropolitan Committee in Chitwan today, Leader Dahal called for national unity, saying the world politics has created new challenges. In a separate context, Chairman Dahal argued that his party has emerged as the strongest force in the recently held by-elections in the local level. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei line majale chalaune.
Star 14-15 has dial gone host.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Mohammed al-Bashir has been appointed caretaker prime minister of the transitional Syrian government until the 1st of March in 2025. According to Al Jazeera, al-Bashir informed his appointment in a televised statement. Al-Bashir has close ties to the HTS, the group that led the Damascus takeover, and heads their Idlib-based Syrian Salvation Government. Syria's opposition forces are said to be in talks to take formal control of the country after a sweeping offensive that captured swaths of territory, including Damascus, and ousted longtime President Bashar al-Assad. Opposition leader Ahmad al-Shara met outgoing Prime Minister Mohammed al-Zalali on Monday to discuss the transition. Al-Zalali, who served under al-Assad, has agreed to transfer power to HTS Syrian Salvation Government. Meanwhile, Qatar, Iraq, Saudi Arabia and Iran have decried Israel's seizure of land in Syria near the occupied Golan Heights as the Israeli military continues to launch airstrikes across the country. A 26-year-old man has been charged with murder over last week's fatal shooting of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City. According to the BBC, Luizi Mangione was taken into custody at a McDonald's in the town of Altoona, Pennsylvania on Monday after a customer at the fast food outlet recognized him. According to police, an Ivy League graduate from a prominent Maryland family, he was found in possession of a gun and a handwritten document that expressed ill will towards corporate America. Now some sports update. Lumbini Lions and Karnali Yaks registered victory in the Nepal Premier League NPL held today. Lumbini Lions defeated Chitwan Rhinos by 33 runs in the first match held at the Tribhuvan University Cricket Ground at Kirtipur. Chitwan, which was chasing a 168-run victory target posted by Lumbini, could score only 134 runs at the loss of 8 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. Likewise, in the second match, Karnali Yaks defeated Pokhara Avengers by 7 wickets. Karnali Yaks chased the target of 104 runs posted by Pokhara Avengers in the 15th over, losing only 3 wickets. Earlier batting first, Pokhara Avengers were all out at 16.3 overs, collecting 103 runs on the board. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Karnali province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Foreign Affairs Ministry unveils framework for Belt and Road cooperation signed by Nepal and China. Chinese side to support Nepal's development efforts by providing technical and financial assistance. 8 persons die in jeep accident in Rautahat district. Lumbini Lions and Karnali Yaks register victory in NPL matches today. And Mohammed al-Bashir appointed caretaker prime minister of Syria. Israeli forces carry out large-scale attacks across Syria. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.